These large pendants have three-dimensional human bodies and gigantic headdresses. The Tairona people of northern Colombia cast these brilliantly detailed figures using tumbaga, an alloy of gold and copper. There's great diversity of style in Colombian gold objects. They're worked in a myriad of ways. Gold is used to make vessels, instruments, and personal adornments such as these pendant figures. Some have human bodies and faces. Others have animal heads or masks on human bodies. Senior research associate Heidi King discusses this figure with a mask on a human body.
Now, the stance of this individual is quite aggressive. His hands are held on the hips. The face is covered with this enormous crocodilian face that has a diamond shape on its snout, probably a reference to the nose leaf of bats.
Such pendants have been called caciques, or chieftains, because of their awe-inspiring appearance.
They may be depictions of mythological ancestors. Perhaps they depict man-animal culture heroes. It has also been suggested that they may depict shamans in a state of transformation, assuming the features of his helping spirits, in this case bats or crocodiles. The shaman is trying to contact the spirit world so that he could perform his ritual, perhaps a healing ritual or something like that.